this is a really quick one because I think that there's such a fine line between fear and coincidence. And recently we had this big storm, Matthew, sweep through the Outer Banks where my family has a vacation house. And about 20 years ago, the 4th of July, my brother, who's 15 months older than me, and I were down there. We traditionally go down to Jockey's Ridge and watch this great fireworks show. But this particular year, my brother and I, we just reached that age where we didn't have to go. We didn't have to, like, succumb to that family pressure. We were 12 and 13, and we were like, no, let's stay back. The whole family went. 15 people all went down, and we stayed home. And we could, you know, we couldn't drive. We were down. We rented a film. We watched Wally Sparks, Meet Wally Sparks with Rodney Dangerfield. And we had this great 4th of July, and we're home. And then the power goes out because there's this big storm. But because of the traffic, no one's going to be back for hours. We know that. So, and we can't watch Wally Sparks. We can only relive it for so long. So we're just kind of entertaining ourselves upstairs in this top deck, and we look across at the next deck, and we see, like, a flashlight, this, like, action with a flashlight upstairs, and we know no one's there renting that house that week. So we get, like, a little weirded out, and then we're like, let's check it out. We go on the deck, and they shine the flashlight right in our face, and we can see it, like, right in our eyes, and then it shuts off. And so as 12 and 13-year-olds, we jump to all the obvious conclusions, and we go inside, and just to break from that for a second, my parents had recently got this great kitchen set as a Christmas gift, and in it was this precious knife, this killer knife, like a murdering knife, and the handle had been chewed by our family dog. We had this black lab who just chewed the hell out of this handle. And like the first week they had it, they left it out, and it was like, oh my God, he's so happy with it, he didn't kill himself and everything. But they kept the knife, right? So we grab this knife, and it's precious, and thousands of dollars. And so we go out, and we're gonna make sure, like, we're not in danger, but we're not gonna pursue that incident over there. And we kind of we're looking for help, and we wander down this street, and we cross the street. We're on the ocean side now. It's a beautiful night, and we get to this house where there's some noise, and these people see us in the driveway, and they're like, "Come up here, kids!" And we're just little kids, and my brother throws a knife in the bushes because it's obviously weird to carry it. And we tell them, and we're like, "Hey, you know, like there's some action next door." And these people come down, and they're super fun. They're all decked out in, like, Harley gear, leather pants, and leather vests. They come back to our house, and they take us back into our house. No one's at the other house now. Forget that part of the story. And they come upstairs, and they're having this great night in our house while our family's out watching the fireworks. And my brother and I eventually fall asleep, and my parents come up. They come home with a 15-person crew and all the cousins, and here's this group with all their vests and their black leather. And the way I hear it, it's kind of hairy. But the point of the story is, that just now, last week, my parents were down at this beach house for Matthew, for Hurricane Matthew, make sure the house made it okay through the storm. And they're walking the new dogs, you know, almost 20 years later, through this street, same street I walked with my brother. And they see something in the street, and no joke, there is the knife with the chewed leather hand, the chewed handle, the knife that I killed that guy with. Thanks so much.